everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to the Squad Pod. Here's your host, my dad, Troy Dog.
All right, people, welcome to another episode of the Squad Pod. It's been a bit. I'm back. It's Troy Dog, editor-in-chief of verbmotor.com. Thanks for listening and tuning in. So it's been, like I said, it's been a little while, but I'm coming at you hot and heavy the next couple weeks. I got a really good one I'm going to record for next week. And today I have a really good pod, another roundtable pod of sorts. I got Grant Harlan joining me as my co-host. We're not interviewing him, but we're going to talk about him unlike the broadcast did. And then we are going to talk to Benny Bloss. So Benny Bloss, an absolute unit, wrote about it last week. He got 10th last week at Daytona. Well, a week and a half ago. And then he got 14th this week and beat by his teammate who had just returned from injury, Colt Nichols. But Beta, 13th and 14th in the main event this past weekend in Birmingham. And Grant Harlan made the maiden for the first time this season through a heat race. And we saw the fist pump over the finish. So we'll talk to them about that, plus more. And at the end, I get myself into a little bit of trouble here because I might be shaving my head, but we'll get into that later. So if I do shave my head, I might be getting divorced. We're trying to avoid that, and it's a controversy on Twitter right now. So Harlan and Benny are actually bullies. So yeah, man, this is what happens on the Squad Pod. So stay tuned for that. But we're just coming off of the Gypsy 500. It was really, it was sold out. I heard a lot of good things. I wasn't there. Wes rode 9 laps. Chili Dog Wes, coming off the couch after not riding for 20 years. Coming off the couch. 9 laps. And he said the laps were like 6 days long. So, dude, the Gypsy 500 East, that's coming up in the fall. I'm there. Sign me up. Wes has hyped me up on the phone yesterday, talking about how this is an event for me and how I'm so much faster than he is. And I said, no, Wes, I'm actually not. I'd never made Loretta's like you. So we kind of went back and forth, and he just basically said, I'm in, and I have no choice. So Gypsy 500 East, I'm coming for you. I'm going to pre-reg now. Well, I can't right now, but when it opens up, I will. So you'll see me there. But coming up, we got World Mini. April 4th through 7th at Mesquite. We're back at Mesquite. And we got Cowie contingency for that event. We got some big name riders coming. We're just trying to build this to make it the biggest event, West Coast amateur event ever. And pre-regs are now open for that. And I hope to see you all there and your families. And then after that, it's Verbadilla, May 18th and 19th. It's part off-road, part moto. Part of the Jerry Day off-road series, and they're doing a documentary on that event, so that'll be cool. And then in June 15th and 16th, for all of you people up at Washougal, home of Levi Kitchen, it's the Verbapalooza. We had a good time last year. All of our fans up there hung out with us and had a good time. I wasn't there, but dude, if I go this year, that'll be like a 17-hour flight. But I'm in if I am. So they're going to have a pit bike straight rhythm. So why wouldn't you go to that? Just go. Go to all of our events. And we got merch in the store now. Don't know if you saw the news, but our shopverb.com is now loaded with tons of hats, tons of t-shirts. And just try to sell us out again. I dare you. Try. So, just support everything we got going on. We got really cool things going on. Everything's popping off. It's springtime. Supercross is past the halfway point. We're starting to think about nationals. All good things. We just had spring nationals wrap up in Freestone. We covered all that. So, busy times. And Troy Dog's takes this week, we talk about Hayden Deegan. And where do we stand on him right now? Where do you guys stand on Hayden Deegan? I'm kind of here for it. I'm probably in the minority on that, but the kid brings excitement. He He's always going for it. What I don't like is his fits that he's throwing after all these things happen. Like Hamaker, and then he went over to the pits after the heat race to confront him again. Shout out to Hamaker's mom for being the real MVP and protecting her young son, her young cub. But he's got to calm down a little bit. But I'm kind of here for it. You know, the ghost riding thing, obviously with Austin Fortner going out in Arlington, that wasn't a good look. But it was his first Supercross win, and you knew it was coming. You knew he would ghost ride his bike. So it's to be expected. You can't really be mad at his ghost ride. It's a legacy thing. Was it in good taste? No, it wasn't, considering what happened, like I said, to Fortner. And the Cody Shock thing, he was going for seventh. Did he intend to hurt Shock? No, I don't believe so. That's my opinion. Cody Shock went off the track and re-injured his collarbone that had already been injured at Daytona the week prior. And he needs surgery now. But I definitely think that was not Hayden's intent there. He's just going for as many points as he can. It's a short series, and he's doing pretty well, man. Only 12 points down on the new points leader, Tom Vial, who's on a two-race heater. So that series has been unpredictable all season, and I love watching it. So I'm here for it. But feel free to comment and read all the stuff on Verb. We've covered all of it, including the Monster Girl. We gave a Monster Girl update. So Sarah or Tara, whatever her name was, is we don't know, but she's okay. And she's in for Indy, and she's leading the Monster Girl points. All right, that's enough ranting and talking, hyping up our stuff. I'm going to kick it over to Hard Dog and Benny Bloss, and we're going to get into me shaving my head, among other topics. Stick around. All right, on the line, joining me on the squad pod this week, I have a co-host. He's going co-host route today because we need to interrogate this man on the other guest here. But I'm going to introduce him first. He made his first main event of the season in Birmingham. He rides for Gizmo Mods, Rock River Yamaha. It's Hard Dog. What's up, dude?
That's right. How we doing?
You're co-host today.
Okay, I'm in.
I know you just made your first main. You're like, oh, okay, he's going to interview me, but we got co-host duties, bro.
All right. So let me know what I need to do.
Wow. That's it? That's all you got?
What, do you think I should have something better?
Yeah, okay. Let's get to this other dude. Yeah, he made some time for us. He pushed the time back 3 minutes for some reason, but it's Factory Beta's Benny Bloss. Hey, Benny.
Hello, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
So, a little bit of beef first. You said the other day, you always have time for me, no matter what I need. Which is great. Then you say, push back 3 minutes. And then on the text, it's like, I guess. What's with that guesses?
Dude, he's just in a bad mood.
In a bad mood?
I was just, you know, I'm trying to. Honestly, I wanted a response. I was going to see what kind of response I was going to get.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to channel my inner Grant. Oh, wow.
I can see that. Yeah.
He has a very, like, dull personality. It's just like, is he mad? Is he happy? Is he sad? I don't know.
He's definitely sad. Always.
Well, I don't know if I've seen him smile ever either.
Nope. No smiling.
Whatever.
Dude, I met you, what, 4 years ago? You said,
yep.
You said yep and no in text threads. That's it.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep it simple, man. I'm not trying to get complicated with a big, long paragraph. Like, I'm going to give it to you straight.
Now look at him. Now look at him, Benny. My marketing strategies, everything. It's just, look at him.
Yeah, he's a really, really good social media presence, too.
Hey, we do what we can. Which brings me to my first topic. Okay, let's just start with this, okay? Okay, he makes his first main. Cool, I love it. And then, on the line for the previous report, they zoom in on him. I'm like, here we go. All of our hard work in the off season, all of our 4 years of building have led to this point. We're going to get talked about on the Prius Report. We're back. And then this.
Well, for the number 23 of Chase Sexton, he's got to find the speed. Excuse me, the number one of Chase Sexton. That's the 23 of Grant Hall. We're not going to talk about him. But for Chase Sexton,
what do you think?
I mean, that's tough. I didn't take Chase's old number, so I can see the confusion. But, you know, I think
we're not going to talk about him. That's tough. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about yet. We're still working. We'll get talked about when it's time, all right?
This is you, man. This is everything. Like, hey, you're about to make a pass. They cut away from you or something. And then this is perfect.
I try and tell people all the time, but they just don't listen. But, I mean, just another example.
Did they show him crossing the finish line in the heat race?
They did.
Fist pump and all.
They caught the fist pump. Small one.
You looked feisty on there. That was a good pass.
I mean, I felt good, man. I felt good. Went down twice in the main. That sucked. But, you know, we're getting better. I spent 2 days with Benny when I make a main. So, I mean, maybe I need to go back.
Tried to get him to come back this week. He said no.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask that. Like, you guys rode last week together, but then not this week.
Yeah, I don't think I'm riding this week.
At all?
We didn't really ride last week together either, but...
Yeah, well, you didn't ride last week. I'm not riding this week.
You're not riding this week?
No.
Can we break news? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just landed on my shoulder. Funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm giving it some time. Let it rest.
The same one?
Same one.
The one that may or may not have been injured last year at Nashville?
Yeah. It's fine. Like... I'm good. Just I can feel it, so I'm just, I don't know. I'm good.
Okay. Well,
trying to play it smart. I like it.
Yeah. Like, dude, that at least we got some TV time. You know, I mean, I'm cool with the comment. Like, whatever. Like, we'll talk about you here. We'll talk about you.
Exactly. Maybe get some Pulvermex fantasy talk for next week. You know, Paul was piping me up on the show before Birmingham and. And nobody took me, but, you know, we were in.
Yeah, it was good. Benny, two great weekends in a row. I think this was a good one as well, but you, how are your thoughts?
Hey, Benny, before you answer, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
You got 14th, right? Or 13th?
Yep.
14th.
Who was the rider in front of you?
My teammate, Colt Nichols, 13th.
Okay, that's all. Continue.
My teammate, Supercross champion, Colt Nichols.
Yeah, Supercross champ.
Yep. Okay.
But, you know what Colt Nichols doesn't have? A Horizon Award.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that's gotten me a lot of deals in my Supercross career.
Fiji deals, bro.
Yeah, that's what Fiji was like. Oh, Horizon Ward, yep. Done. Let's sign him.
You need more like boy band photo shoots with Fiji water.
I agree.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
It's a good look, man.
It is good water. I do like it.
You know what is good that I had after the main event Saturday?
A nice ice cold Fiji water.
No, some RC Cola. Courtesy of Jeff Crutcher and Kaviku.
Nice.
Are they sponsored by RC?
You put them on your fantasy team, I heard.
I did. I had faith. He's close.
He was close. I thought he was going to make it.
Yeah, I think if there's some whoops, I think he was in.
I didn't know RC Cole was still around. So I just learned something.
Yep. Big sponsor of that team, actually.
Is it real? I was going to ask that. Is that really?
Yep.
Wow. Big drink sponsors this year. How close is Fiji to Hawaii? Not good at geography.
No idea.
Need to up your
no idea.
Need to up your energy levels, Benny. This is.
I kind of want to hear about Benny's main event. Go ahead, Benny. Tell us
Benny's main event. Main event was I was pretty happy with it. Killed myself starting pretty much last again, which is pretty on brand for me, unfortunately. But I'm working on it.
Trying to get better. That
I think I lapped Grant three times, maybe.
Just, it was only two. He was only negative two or minus two.
More than that. I lapped him at least two times.
Yeah.
Which was tough to see. I feel like he, when I came by one lap, I could just sense the struggle that he was feeling at that time. Really felt for him, but I don't know. I mean, the main event was pretty good. It was, the track was nasty. Was not a fan of not having loops, but it is what it is. I tell you what I did not like was the triple into the right-hander before the on-off, that 3-5-3.
Mm-hmm.
The face was just dirty about four laps into the main event. Yeah, it wasn't good.
So from the drone footage, I got arm pump and I got vertigo from watching the drone. It was cool view, but threw up a couple times. Every jump face looked like it was destroyed.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's it like jumping from rut to rut?
Like, guys were tripling off of. I'm just like, I was just trying to double straight.
It was better than practice, though, I will admit. Like, the faces were bad, but it was still better than practice.
Was it?
Yeah, 100%.
What's it like jumping from rut to rut?
Most of it, except the rhythm section after the rollers.
Yeah, that one was bad. So some guys are quad in there, though, still. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just us. Maybe it's just us.
Yeah, it wasn't... Not Benny lines out there. The quad you're speaking of, not a Benny line.
Hey, were you guys happy that they, like, tamed the track down, do the rain, or, like, were you like...
No.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah, no, not into that.
I thought the rest of the track was fine, being tamed down a little bit, even though it didn't feel tame. But...
Like, yeah, with how the conditions were, it's probably better that it was the way that it was, but, yeah.
Do you guys feel like this season has been more brutal? All the mud, all the ruts, like, even Indy coming up, it's going to be soft and rutty. Is it more brutal than years past?
More brutal than last year, I would say.
Yeah, I did all of them last year, and I've done three this year, and... The three I've done this year have probably been, like, the most difficult three races I've done in a while.
Yeah, it just looks horrible. I mean, I'm just watching it, and I'm like, this looks like no fun whatsoever.
No, it's
fun. It's definitely fun, but it's just some of the tracks have been nasty. Daytona was just miserable, but also fun at the same time.
Yeah, top 10.
Yeah.
It's good. Right, anytime you get... What is it going to take? Just seat time for Hardaw to get closer to the top 10? Is that what we need? Just seat time and laps?
Seat time. A little more confident in his ability, I would say. He needs to be a little more confident. I don't want to call him out, but he did come up here and ride, like we said last week. And he was doubling the whoops. Not an awesome
line. I mean,
with a 23.
Sometimes you just got to understand where you're at and just make it through the days, put the laps in. You know, I need more laps. Like you said, don't need to kill ourselves in the whoops.
More confidence in himself, Troy. That's what I think he needs. And yeah, obviously yeah. More time on the bike.
Yeah. And just being like, hey, like, I look what I did last year. Look at the front number plate. We're number 23. And just put in the work, dude. Like, just realize who you are.
You are number 23.
He is number 23.
I am number 23. You know, we'll keep improving. We'll hit the whoops next week, and I'll come back up.
That's my thing all year. That's my thing. You're number 23. Like, that's it. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know, guys. I'm trying. Doing my best.
We're just talking about you. Something that the broadcast wouldn't do, so just saying.
Shout out JT for not talking about me.
Benny, with the new team and, you know, being there from the beginning, dude, you must be a factory protester now.
I mean, I've tested a lot, I guess. Yeah, we tested a lot in the off season. I haven't tested that much during the season. Especially now that I'm not in California, it's pretty much tried some stuff here and there, but I don't know. I'm not that great at testing. I'm not that terrible at testing. I think I struggle a little bit with like my communication while testing, like what words to say, but I'm getting better.
It, yeah, like you said last week, I wrote an amazing piece on you on verbmotor.com. Yeah, just honestly, award-winning journalism, to be honest. But I was just thinking, like, man, in this stacked field, how it is, and you have this new brand, this new OEM, and you just put it in top 10 at the roughest track of the year. Like, that's saying something about the program.
Yeah. You know, the program's good. We're, I feel like we've made progress pretty much every week, which is nice. Just trying to get better, man. Trying to get the bike better, trying to get myself better. And I feel like it's working out. Like, I think that we've made some good steps. We just, there's definitely more to go. And I feel like I'm better than how I've finished so far. This weekend was a little frustrating just with, like, I felt really good in qualifying. I felt really good in the heat race. And then in the main, I didn't feel bad, but I didn't feel, like, great. Like, in qualifying, I felt great all day. And then, I don't know, I just got to kind of try to figure out how to feel great all day.
Did you?
Are we going to go back to Cali and do some more testing, or are we done for the season with that?
I got some new suspension this week to try. And some other parts to test this week, so in Oklahoma. So
okay,
probably
okay.
Not. Maybe go to California on the break. I don't know. I do have a question for Troy.
Okay.
How do we feel about T. Higgins requesting a trade?
When did he do that?
I think he did
today. I don't know. I'm in baseball. I'm in baseball mode, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I got.
Requested.
I'm in baseball mode, dude. I got Ellie De La Cruz coming up. We got Matt McClain. We got Reds coming up. So, I mean, T caught like two balls this year, right?
I mean, I don't watch the Bengals, so I don't know that, but he's a pretty good player.
I will tell
that'd
you that.
That'd be a big loss. I would hate to see the Bengals miss the playoffs with a healthy Joe Burrow.
Oh, well, you better get ready for it, man. We've been in this for the long haul. They, no, it's, their reign's over, bro. Mark my words.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're not going to see us in the AFC Championship game again, like ever.
I don't know. Joe Burrow's pretty good.
Is he, though?
I don't know if he's Super Bowl winning good. Like, he's no Patrick Mahomes, but wow. Enough about football, man.
Dude, I just didn't see Joe play this year, so I don't know. Like, it's been a long time. Like, he's very good. I just haven't seen him play in a while.
Can we talk about Grant Harlan sending me an Instagram DM while we're on this podcast?
Can we talk about Benny opening the DM and looking at it?
Is he talking about me?
To be fair,
call him out.
The DM was a video of John Short crashing. And also, in the video, you see me laying on the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he landed in the water.
Yeah.
Can
we talk about his stash, John Short's stash? It's good.
It's a good mustache.
Good mustache.
It's a good mustache. Yeah.
You guys should rock that.
I mean, I'll bring it in the Indy. I'll bring one.
Do it. It works.
I have a mustache, so.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do.
The boy band picks got me. Yeah, you're right. Hey, do you guys want to talk about Deegan?
I mean, we'll talk about him.
Yeah. Pretty good round, right?
I mean, I don't know, man. He's got to relax. He's got to relax.
Benny?
I don't really know what to say. He's obviously really fast. I feel like maybe this weekend was a little over the top with, like, the reaction, but I don't know. I didn't see the main event, so I saw a highlight of what he got docked for.
Yeah.
Was a little confused. Like, did the other dudes also get docked?
As of right now,
we'll find out Wednesday when we get the report.
Is that when it comes out?
Yeah, so like that was a little confusing for me. But like I said, I didn't really watch the main event. I watched the heat race, watched the LCQ. He's fast. He just needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely keep things interesting with everything. Just yeah, like the first in the heat race, was that cutting over like that? Is that, did he have the line? Like, how does that work when it comes to riding?
I don't think he can be mad. Watching it back, I don't know if he can be mad. I don't think it was all entirely his fault, but I don't think he can be mad.
Like, if someone did that to you on the start, would you have beef with them?
Probably not. I do want to give a shout out to Seth's mom for stepping up in the pits.
Was that his mom?
She did.
That was his mom.
Dude, she did. She has back.
You love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met her
also
before.
Shout out to Cody Shock on a heat race win.
Oh, dude, that was sick.
That was cool.
Hate to see that he hurt himself in the main, but dude's been ripping all year.
It's the stash.
It is the stash.
What's cool about Cody is that he, something happened, like let go late by Phoenix Honda, then signed late, and then just puts in this magical run.
Like, I mean, he definitely does the opportunity. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you miss you guys miss each other?
I mean, I miss weekend. I miss Ben.
You know what I mean.
I was over at
headed across on my shoulder this weekend, so
yeah.
It's not.
He came out or used my bicycle before the high show. Just like old times.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, but man, it felt good. It felt good. Maybe that's what I was missing. You know, the first two weekends. Didn't see enough.
Because look at this. Hard Dog comes in. You know how he is. I don't know anybody. Blah, blah, blah. We'll get support. Somehow ends up with Rock River. And then you like take him under your wing. And he becomes your mini-me, Benny. And then you shave his head. And then you guys walk around the pits barefoot. Like you're in some like weird cult. And then now you just, you leave him. You left him.
I did.
And you know who really needs their hair shaved?
Luca.
He does.
Luca Marcellisi does need a head shave. And Devin. Devin needs a head shave as well.
I agree. Devin's asking for $500 for a head shave, though. I don't know if we can pull that off.
Oh, he got a taste of the pulp fund last year. And, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that these guys, I don't know how, but they haven't realized it. Grant shaves his head, right?
Yeah.
Immediately? And, like, immediately, that night, rides great, and then has just this incredible year where, like, before the head shave, I'm not saying things were bad, but
we definitely improved after the head shave.
That's what I'm
saying. You look at Oakland Supercross with hair, then you go to Arlington?
Yeah.
With the head shave, pretty drastic difference in the results. So
even Devin, I mean, he had his best rides of the year last year with no hair.
Maybe we can. Troy, are you coming to Indy?
Yeah, I'm there.
What, do you have hair?
Like, yeah, I got tons.
Let's shave your head this weekend.
Okay. I'm in. Do I get paid for this?
No.
What is this going to do for my life?
Make it better.
It will make it better.
I don't know if I can rock a shaved head, boys.
You can. We can. We'll. Okay. What about this? We'll like keep your hair, and we can like donate it.
I mean, I'm cool with that. But you've seen me. I'm very fit individual. But like, my hat size, like my head, it's like not. It doesn't look good. I guess bald. I need hair on top of my head. If that makes sense.
But we don't know this.
I feel like okay. It'll look like I'm very sick if I shave my head. I think that's the way, best way to put it.
Oh, this isn't really going to work because I don't know. I was going to say if Hard Dog qualifies straight in through qualifying.
Like the heat race?
No, it's
Triple Crown.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it is Triple Crown.
I mean, I'm going to do my
best. It's a pretty safe bet for you, Troy, only based, and I'm not trying to take a shot, but based off of qualifying for the last 3 weekends.
I just need 10 spots in qualifying, and it's no problem. I think I can do it.
I think I need Ginger Dog's approval on this.
What about this? So. If I qualify straight into the mains from qualifying, we shave your head.
You're going to do that anyway.
You never know.
Now, I do know. You're very, very fast at qualifying.
Yes. Not always.
I say you take the bet, Troy, because there's a good chance it doesn't happen, but there is a chance.
Who's got the Clippers? You just carry Clippers with you?
I have Clippers.
And he's got it.
You just bring him to the races for no reason?
Well, I shave my head every Friday. Give myself a fresh cut. And then I actually recently purchased like a real nice clipper set. Not to shave a head, but to like cut hair with for my kid. And I took that to Phoenix and shaved John Shore's head.
You're tempting me. I don't know why I'm being tempted right now because I have no gain from this at all. Like, what do I get?
The satisfaction of being a part of an elite club.
That, and if your hair gets shaved, that means I qualified straight into the mains. So,
or that's I did.
No, I think we do me because it still gives him a chance to keep his hair.
I think either way, he should shave it.
How about this? If I shave my head, Benny becomes part of the squad.
Okay.
For the rest of Supercross season.
Okay.
Hold up a second. What kind of stuff are we working with here? Like,
just got to put a sticker on your helmet. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. And then
like, you know. Post some stuff on Instagram, like, hey, I'm joining the squad. Like, it's the coolest thing ever. Look what it did for Hard Dog. Like, he's, like, so amazing. Marshall Wellen's having the best season of his life right now. Squad. Yoder. Best season of his life. Squad.
Okay.
You know?
Did Marshall Wellen loop out at Daytona? I'll start.
Yes. He made it, though.
Yep. He's very...
Dude, impressive. He's riding really good right now.
Dude, he's never made the top 10, and he's been in there... how many rounds have been? 4? So he's been there twice now.
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Shave the head, I'll run your sticker.
My wife's gonna kill me.
She's gonna love it. Just the best, honestly, what you should do is not tell her.
She's gonna have to film it for the vlog and everything. Oh, speaking of which, am I even allowed in the pits? Like, or... I got an email saying that like you're not allowed to go to the teams anymore. Is that like, do you guys see Dark in the weekends? Like, are you allowed? I haven't been to a race yet.
Yeah.
It's all good?
There's media everywhere.
I'm just trying not to get my hair shaved, bro.
I will say, Troy, with the head shave, the head scratches, man, let me tell you what.
Giving yourself head scratches?
No, like Ginger Dog head scratches, he way better.
I think Ginger Dog will probably throw up if she sees me with my head shaved.
Well, she might like it.
She might.
You said that the most badass men have their head shaved.
It's true. Everybody knows it.
Can I pull that off? Like, you've seen me. Can I pull that off? Do I look like a I would be in a movie, like, where I was just going to mess people up?
Yes, definitely.
Just, like, rough and rugged.
I do have a recommendation for you, though.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be slightly chilly in Indy, so I would bring a beanie.
Absolutely.
Well, I got that. Squad beanies.
Okay, you're good. Then you're good.
Oh my gosh. Why? Okay. What's the, what do I get? Okay, you join the squad and then I shave my head and do I have to do it? Are we still doing the practice thing? I'm confused.
No, no, no. We're just I'm joining the squad. You're shaving your head.
Can I get a Fiji water?
Yes.
Deal.
What about if I think Hardog, if he doesn't qualify straight in, should have to, just for men, his facial hair black, like jet black.
Oh, dude, you look like a pirate.
Can't do that.
Come on.
Come on, man. I'm doing it. You do it.
For Seattle.
If you do it for me, or whatever the process is to do it, if you take care of that, I'm in.
I'll purchase the jet black just for men.
Okay. All right.
Deal. It's a good deal.
Just for men. And okay. So, yeah, I didn't know I'd get in this. I was going to be AP's hat holder, and then now this is happening. So.
Yep.
It's gonna be good. You're gonna like it.
I do need a haircut.
I will say, this is the most laid-back podcast I've ever been a part of.
Dude, squad pod. What do you want? I asked some hard-hitting questions at the front. We're just chilling, man.
Still, yeah. I don't get me wrong, I like it. I do.
Helps you open up. I don't know. Like, I don't... You gotta... There's 800 million podcasts out there. You have to make yours different. So, we come on here, and we just... I don't even have any... I have nothing. I'm sitting here with my phone. These are all off the top of my head.
Okay.
No prep.
Any other hard-hitting questions that you have?
I don't know. Like, Indy this weekend, it's going to be really soft and rutted and rough. And casual Indy. I watched you cartwheel here on a 250, Benny.
You cartwheeled there last year.
Oof, 2016.
Yeah, I remember.
Indy Supercross. That was a day for me. I stepped through the bars on the finish line.
Yep.
Cross-rutted. And then in the main, I nose-picked the Dragons before the finish line. I remember that race. So that was, they still had like the mechanic awards back then. I don't know if they still do those now, but my mechanic won the award because I just trashed my bike all day. And so they have us up on the podium and they're interviewing my mechanic and I'm standing up there and I was watching the guys spray the champagne from the podium. And Ashley, who's Robbie Rainer's wife, my trainer at the time, good friends with them. She then puts the microphone in my face and I looked over and I was like, I guess she had asked me a question, but I did not, like, I was watching them spray the champagne. So I had no idea. So in front of everybody, I said, I have no idea what you just said. And that was the end of my interview.
Oh yeah. I remember that. I do remember that. I'm not just saying that for the pod. I do remember that.
Dude. And then last year I also cartwheeled like four times.
So we're not going to do that this year.
No. I have had good finishes at Indy. In 2018, I got eighth. I let two guys go by me because I thought they were lapping me, which was a rough subject at the time. But
I mean, still got eighth. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
I have an amazing Indy run. I don't think I've missed it my whole life. So from like 2002, well, I guess before that, I missed it. But from then on, I missed it like one time. So
that's impressive.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know.
That is impressive.
Did you guys have to? Did you see the monster chick on the side of the track?
Yeah, I was so far in the back, I didn't see that. Like, but I watched it on TV, obviously.
Well, she's okay. I put a update on Verb, so you get a chance to read that.
I'll check that when I get home.
Elite reporting. I mean, if you want to say, you know, email the AMA and say, get this guy in for Media Member of the Award for this year, I'm in. So.
I think is that a thing?
Yeah, Media Member Award. Yeah, I just said, I botched my words, but yeah.
Nice.
The Vital guys got it this year, but I think Dark Side's on Roids, so that might be on the, I don't know if he can keep it this year because of the Roids speculation.
Makes sense.
Yep. But that's about it.
We'll look into that.
Yeah. It's kind of it, man. I just wanted to touch base and now I'm getting my head shaved. So that's cool.
Yep.
Be ready for it.
It's great. So I'm so pumped right now. Okay. Well, we'll make it happen then.
All right. Well, hey, thank you guys for letting me be a part of this.
Dude, yep.
It's good.
Of course. Anytime.
This is the best part ever.
Just remember, Troy, mm-hmm. the one thing you need to remember, okay?
Okay.
Pinky promises are still a legitimate sign of trust.
All right, buddy. Get off your phone. Relax.
Wait, I'm missing something.
You'll see it. Ignore him.
Oh, did we pinky swear?
No. Just don't worry about it.
You'll see it.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out for that. Okay. Well, I'll see you guys this weekend. Thanks for doing this. And I'm about to join an elite crew of bald men.
You are.
Sweet.
All right. Y'all have yourselves a good day.
You too, man.
Later.
See you. All right. If you can hear in the background, we have small children having a good time. And that's what we do when we work from home now, because we're editor-in-chief of Verb. That's what happens. So, I'm going to Indy this weekend and, might or might not be getting my head shaved. We're trying to throw in, as of today, an update. We're trying to throw Cade into the mix. Like, if I get a substitute, is this okay? Can I have someone else shave their head and maybe we up their game? Like, if it's so elite, your bald headed cult over there that you guys created, maybe we shave Cade's head and then he wins the main event. That's my opinion. Can we just do that? So I'm going to try to talk to Cade about that and get out of this because I don't know. Yeah, I did the Snapchat filter of me being bald. Not a good look, bro. Not a good look. I've put it up as evidence in the group chat and they said it's a good look and that Harlan said I looked fire. So yeah, I don't look fire. We'll put it up on social so you guys can see for yourselves, but I'm not doing it, man. I'm backing out. I'm not doing it. Stay tuned. But we're going to have a good time this weekend at Indy. It's my first race of the year, so get out of the house, shake hands, see all my peeps, maybe steal Marshall Welton's stuff out of his locker again. And see everyone there. I don't think I've missed a race in Indy since 06. I was trying to do this. I was doing Stu's Day yesterday. Today. I was doing Stu's Day today. And I was trying to remember what Indies I missed. Because for a while there, my dad would be taking me, but sometimes he couldn't go because of work. So I went to my first one in 03. I went in 04, missed 05, I went in 06, missed 07, missed 08, and then I think 09 on I've been. I don't think I've missed one, except for the COVID year when they canceled it. But I would have been there. And this is where Kyle Chisholm started the squad with us 4 years ago now, right? 22, 23, 24, only 3 years ago. Yeah, 21. So 3 years ago, Kyle Chisholm kicked off the Troy Dog Squad. And now we have a pod over it and all kinds of good stuff. So appreciate the support. We'll be in the press conference. We'll be doing vlogs. Just stick with it. We'll do a practice party as always with more information from the pits. So stay tuned for that. And I want to thank Bub Dog, Duke Dog, Ginger Dog, Boots Dog, Chili Dog Wes. Thank Bird Dog, CMXR Dog for running the sticker at the Gypsy 500. And just thanks you guys for listening. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week with a really good show. We're going to go down a champion's amateur career. But stay tuned for who that is. See you next week.